Building Bridges with Mimi Rosenberg and Ken Nash.
I have to live in a shelter because I'm not able to afford rent here in New York City.
A fast food worker getting $20 an hour in Denmark, and we getting $8 over here. Something is wrong in this country. Something is wrong.
When are we going to get 15? I'm going to get it now.
Show me 15. Show me 15.
15.
15.
15. 15. $15. When do we want it?
Now.
When do we want it?
Now.
See, I'm a hard worker. And this fast food money can't support me. I'm taking over. Give me my money. Who is in your company?
On April 15th, low-wage workers in New York City and more than 200 cities across the country and more worldwide held the biggest yet day of action in their Fight $15 campaign. What started with fast food workers in New York City on November 2012 has spread to home care workers and child care workers, retail, adjunct professors, and more, with ever-increasing numbers of participants. Walmart, McDonald's, and other major chains recently announced wage increases due to pressure from the workers and hope by these actions to shut down further organizing. But worker participation on the April 15 actions proves that they are continuing to organize in increasing numbers at arenas of struggle. We now go to the mass demonstration held in New York City on April 15th for $15 and a union.
What do we want? Why do we want it? And we don't get it. We don't get it. Shut it down.
Se puede.
My name is Glover Scott. I'm from Washington, D.C. I work at Walmart, and I am in the fight for $15 an hour, full-time, regular hours. I stand together with fast food workers here in the city, with hotel workers, with fire workers, construction workers. I stand in the fight against police brutality. I am in the fight for a better world. I say, stand up, you say, live better. Stand up,
live better.
Stand up,
live better.
Stand up,
live better.
General Harris Madman!
How does it feel to be winning the fight to raise the minimum wage? How does it feel to get companies like McDonald's and Walmart to feel that they have to start raising wages? You are winning this fight. But now is the time to amp it up more than ever. Thanks to everyone who organized this. I know Hector Figueroa and our brothers and sisters at 32BJ did a lot of work. George Gresham at 1199. I see we got AFSCME here. We got HTC here. Make the Road New York. New York Communities for Change. It is a national disgrace that people work full time and are still eligible for government benefits like food stamps and Medicaid, because even our government recognizes they are living in poverty. This movement, the Fight for 15, is changing that. This is a movement to live up to the American dream. As your Attorney General, I will tell you, I enforce the wage and hour laws. In the last 3 years, we have recovered more than $20 million for workers who are being cheated out of their wages. If you know anyone who is being cheated out of overtime, if you know anyone whose tips are being stolen, if you know any employer who's trying to get an advantage over the good employers who play by the rules, you come on in and talk to us about it and we will deal. Because you are winning this fight. 11 states last year raised the wage. It's time to raise it again in New York. I am with you every step of the way.
It's my pleasure to introduce President Gary LaBarbera of the Building Construction Trades Council and the 100,000 construction workers in New York City. You gotta let everybody know why we're here. And let me tell you, if you turn around, coming in on 65th Street,
is 10,000 members of the building trades. We're trying to fight for 50. We just had a rally on 57th Street. It's the same issue. Non-union construction workers that are making $12 an hour. And you know, we believe in the building trades and certain principles that I think all of you will believe. And that is, all workers should be treated with respect and decency. Am I right? We got any unions here? Are we part of the union? Who are we? Who are we? Who are we? You're damn right we are, and we're proud of it. We believe that our workers should be provided an opportunity to be a part of the middle class and to join unions. We believe that our workers should be provided a safe workplace. And we believe that our workers should receive medical and retirement benefits. And we believe that all workers, no matter where you work, should receive a fair day's pay for a fair day's work. Are you with me? Now, brothers and sisters, let me tell you, we're in a fight for the future. There is no way that we can move people into the middle class at minimum wage jobs or at $9 an hour. We're out here at the New York City Building Trades to stand with all of you, all of our brothers and sisters in the hotel trades, 32BJ, SEIU. We're all together. That's what built this city, and that's what made this city strong. Who are we? Who are we? Who are we? You're damn right. And we're going to stand up for all workers to provide and make sure that all workers are treated fairly, that all workers are treated with respect, and that all workers can move into the middle class. So on behalf of 100,000 construction workers in this city, we pledge to you today that we will stand with you in this fight, shoulder to shoulder, and we will not stop until we succeed.
And now it's my pleasure to call up one of those brave construction workers who's fighting for 15 and fighting for the dignity of all workers, LaFondra Brown, the iron worker.
And I'm a striking iron worker against one of the biggest companies across New York City. One of the reasons why is low wages and wage theft. I'm here representing the iron workers, the building trades, construction workers, all workers in the fight for 15. We deserve more money. You deserve more money. We want it, and we're not going to stop until we get it.
Arriba New York! Hard-working people! Gente buena y trabajadora!
I wish I could go in. I would be like it. 8 and 10 can hardly pay the rent. But with a union and 15, maybe I can buy an extra loaf of bread and pay the outstanding bill, especially the rent. 8 and 10 can hardly pay the rent, but with 15, I might can buy an extra loaf of bread. Non-union workers and fast-food workers too, don't feel isolated and blue. We are here today in solidarity with you, with determination and motivation to win the 15 that is due. Economically, justice for you and you and you. Thank you very much.
It was outstanding. Y'all see yourselves out here? This is outstanding. Let's go. Make some noise! Right. We got some other workers left in this fight for 15, just as we are. We got Agnes Madeline, and we also have Antonio Jordan. Let's roll!
Hello, my name's Alan Trevisick, and I'm an adjunct professor of the low-wage workers, the fast-food workers of higher education. I work three adjunct gigs at Fordham University, LaGuardia Community College, and Westchester Community College. Now, if I had to rely on, say, Fordham University, I would make, at what I'm allowed to work, maybe $20,000 a year, no benefits whatsoever. That's not right. That's not a livable wage. Not even close. And you know what? One in four adjunct part-time faculty in the United States are on some form of public assistance, and part-time adjuncts are most of the faculty, the higher education faculty in this country, and that's a shame. It hurts adjunct faculty, it hurts all faculty, it hurts higher education, and it hurts students. It hurts students most of all because we can't give them the time and the attention they deserve, and they're paying for it too. So I'm here fighting for $15K per course because that's a livable wage. That's what's going to move faculty forward, is that kind of righteous demand, and that's what faculty and students deserve. What's disgusting? What's outrageous? What's disgusting? Thank you. Victory.
Working for the past 27 years. 27 years now. And I'm still making $10 an hour. As a home care worker, I love my union. Because if it wasn't for my union, we would not have proper health insurance. But we are here today because we work hard for our clients. We are the backbone of this city. For the past 27 years, we've seen a lot change in this city. We are saving money for the state because we as home care workers, we look after the client in their home. So we as workers, we need $15! Brothers and sisters, we need $15! Brothers and sisters, we need $15 an hour!
I'm here standing here today with the honor of introducing a man who came into office in August and said that his workers deserve more. And he told the mayor, I'll go as far as suing you to get it. And you know what? 2 weeks ago, he signed the living wage for the school crossing guards in New York City. This man is Sean D. Francois, the president of Local 372.
Best inequality in New York City! Best inequality in the nation! We need a working living wage here. We're working hard every day. 8 hours a day, 10 hours a day, with $9 an hour. It's not enough. Look what we stand in front of. Trump Towers over here. Stand in front of our face over here. Trump Towers. And we're making $10 an hour. That is disrespectful. Let's get a change. School crossing guards, where are you? Cafeteria workers, where are you? All the school support services in the house, where you at? 1537 in the house, where you at? We're here to make a living wage here. Like I said, enough is enough. Are you with me? Yeah. One more time. Are you with me? Yeah. Yes,
what's up now? I'm Joe Donnie Bueno. I'm an airport worker at LaGuardia Airport. I'm here today to fight for the 15th Avenue. I work at LaGuardia Airport. I work for a company called Aviation Safeguards. They service Delta Airlines. We work for poverty wages and unsanitary working conditions. We don't even get rubber gloves, and we work with passenger to passenger without washing our hands, without sanitizing the wheelchairs. So think about that next time you fly at LaGuardia. I like to compare poverty wages to slavery times. In slavery times, in order for the rich to make maximum profit, slaves worked for free. In return, they were housed and fed. Us low-wage workers, in order for the rich now to make maximum profit, we work for poverty wages. We get paid low wages, and we can't afford a place to live. So that means we can't house and feed ourselves. So we gotta ask the question, how far off are we than the slave? Tupac Shakur once said, if you think you're living free, don't make me laugh at you. Open your eyes and realize you've been locked in chains. That's why I'm fighting for this. Are we fun? Are we fun? Let's say it for our workers at LaGuardia. Are we fun? Are we fun? Now I want to introduce somebody that fights for airport workers and all low-wage workers across the country. Hector Figueroa.
Se puede. Can we get to a $15 minimum wage? Se puede. Can we break the chains of wage slavery? Se puede. Can we win the union? Yes, we can. Brothers and sisters, hermanos y hermanas, compañeros todos, we're here to say that the time for working people in this country to be a slave is over. We're waking up. We're taking the streets. We're fighting for the streets. Whose streets? Our streets. Whose streets? Whose streets? So we've been on this campaign now for over 2 years, and now we are growing. This movement is here to stay. This is the new end our day of our time. We are not going to rest until we win 15.
One union, one fight. Un sindicato, una lucha. Cuando luchamos, ganamos. Cuando luchamos, ganamos.
I'm a home care organizer for 1199 SCIU. I'm a daughter of a home care worker, and until recently, I was a home care worker myself. I just want to say that under the leadership of our President George Gresham, the quality of home care workers has increased greatly. And not only the quality of home care workers, but also the community that we live and serve. And that's why we are here today. George Gresham is a fierce advocate for social justice, racial justice, and economic justice. And he will continue to fight for a secure future for our members, our families, and the communities we live in. And that's why with great joy that I introduce to you our president, George Gresham.
We demand the right to make a living wage. We are not here to beg because we work hard every day. You heard the home care worker. There are many workers out here who believes that you deserve a living wage. Let me hear you say, yeah! If you believe you deserve a living wage, let me hear you say, hell yeah! And so we are here today because when we do collective bargaining, or whether we don't get to collective bargain, we are not here for collective begging. And so we are here because we demand the right
to earn a living wage, to have dignity without jobs. We are here today because we're going to tell New York City, just like the rest of the country, that we're not going to continue to give away our labor. We have the right to be able to take care of our families just like the Trumps. And so this world was not created for the 1%. We are the 99%, and we want a living wage now. You're not going to take away our dignity. You're not going to take away our pride. And you're going to stop stealing our labor, because we're standing up, organizing, uniting ourselves so that we can make a demand on this country. No longer do we want to talk about just a minimum wage. That minimum wage must be a living wage.
What do we want? 15. When do we want it? I'ma get mine now. That's right. We about to turn this rally, or we about to start lining up the march. Are you ready? I said, are you ready?
Let me ask you this. The healthcare workers have turned out. SEIU 1199's in the house. Tell me why you're here today.
I'm here to represent the workers, because $8 is not enough. We are fighting to get $15 per hour, because people have families to take care of. Rate and transfer is too high for us to get $8 per hour.
What kind of work you do?
I'm a nurse in SAC at Interfaith Medical Center.
Tell us a little bit about how important and how difficult I'm sure it is.
Yes, it's very important. I work in the emergency room. I have to draw blood. I have to do EKG. I have to do patient care. It's rough. It's rough, rough, rough. And we work so hard, and we are not getting enough money. And we are still getting more than these people that are getting $8 an hour.
Can you support your family well on what you make?
No, but I plan to make ends meet. And I am sure if I am getting more than these people are getting, I'm sure that they are really, really suffering, because I still cannot meet my men, but my ends, the money I'm getting.
Tell me again, where do you work?
Interfaith Medical Center.
Oh, I know it well. And who are you?
My name is Monica Ford.
And I'm with Darrell Roper.
Okay, and you're a fast food worker?
Yes, basically I've been working for Burger King for the last 10 years.
How much do you make there?
$9 an hour.
Okay, and how many hours do you work?
Right now I'm working only 22 hours. They cut my hours. They cut my hours basically from 40 hours to 29 hours to 22 hours now.
What do you do at Burger King?
I do everything except cashier.
You have the demonstration today. What do you want?
Basically, we are looking for $15 in the union. We're just trying to promote not only that $15 in the union, but we're also trying to get better living conditions and, you know, like trying to feed our families, basically.
Now, I noticed on your T-shirt it says Black Lives Matters and Fight for 15. What's the connection between the issues?
Basically, you know, as you might know, there's been some murders concerning black individuals or African Americans, and we're just trying to demonstrate that, you know, like all lives mean something. So basically that's what that's about.
Well, there's a movement there, there's a movement here, the movements are coming together.
Basically, yes, the coalitions, it started out with the Fast Food Workers Union trying to raise $15, better working conditions, and the union, and now we have airport service unions, we have construction workers, we have the garment district workers, we have convenience stores workers, so everybody's coming together and trying to increase their wages. You cannot live in New York City on, I mean, 15 is a start, but the way some of us is making the money, $9 and $8, you can't raise a family on $9 or $8. Real estate and the rent is increasing, so just trying to get the word out.
The number of states that have increased the minimum wage, there's a bill up in Albany to increase the minimum wage, not to 15, but what do you think should be done up in Albany?
Governor Cuomo did endorse 11.50, but with the last, I think it was the budget proposal or the budget, he took the 15 or 11.50 off the table in order for him to pass whatever they was trying to pass. I think that was bad. But nonetheless, we're still out here trying to get the $15 in the union, and I believe we will win. Eventually, we will win. As you can see, Seattle and a few other states have passed minimum wage laws, so things
thank
are
you.
Definitely moving along. Thank
okay,
you.
Okay, well, thank you so much. And what am I talking again with?
Terrell Roper.
At?
Burger King on 86th Street in Manhattan.
Keep up the good work.
Thank you, Situ. Have a
okay.
nice day.
Okay, bye-bye.
Thank you.
Well, there's some innocent bystanders here who clearly just happened by. I think one of them is named Leslie Kagan. Leslie, what do you think about the turnout today?
I think, you know, clearly a number of the unions in the city have really thrown some muscle behind this fight. It's a critically important fight. Both people who are in unions and people who aren't in unions, we should be in unions.
I have to tell you this morning at 5:30 in Brooklyn by McDonald's, there were several thousand people engaging in civil disobedience. Getty, it was very impressive.
And also, from what I gather, all around the country today.
The world, actually. People in Tokyo, this is...
So I think that this is an incredibly important development. Again, not only for the city of New York, but for people all around the country and all around the globe. Fight for a living wage, a human wage, is an important fight in and of itself. The real challenge is going to be to link that to the fight for racial justice, economic justice, to save planet, to end war, to link those.
Well, I take it real serious when one of the consummate organizers says this. Thanks for being here. How could you not be? You'd be no other place.
Nice music, 15 in a union. That's the going in the movie we pursuing. Nice music, 15 in a union. That's the going in the movie we pursuing. Nice music, 15 in a union.
This has been Building Bridges, your community and labor report with Mimi Rosenberg
and Ken Nash. And log on to our website at www.buildingbridgesradio.org.